My name is Sheila Hollings. I was born in 1931. I was born at Leeds Hospital in Hyde Terrace, and then I came to live 5 Eshold Place, Woodlesford. My mum's name was Annie Elizabeth Wright, and she was born in Woodlesford, and she worked as a tailoress in the clothing trade. My father's name is Leonard Earl Wright. Well, my father worked at the colliery, and then he worked at the brickyard.
Do you know anything about his father, your granddad?
Granddad Wright. I don't know where they lived originally, but they finished up in Eshold Place, back Eshold Place in Woodlesford.
And what did he do?
As far as I can remember, he worked at the brewery, Bentley's Brewery. He was a pleasant person. What I can remember of him, he looked a well-mannered person. He always reminded me of a little gentleman. I used to go down with my father to see them on a Friday night for Grandma's bread cakes. They was always well-dressed. They always seemed to have decent clothes, more or less as everybody else then, them days.
And what about your granddad on your mum's side?
Granddad Britton, he was a very tall man. He worked in the colliery, Waterage. He used to work underground, and he always used to tell us tales about crawling through the tunnels and what have you to get the coal. And he lived quite a long while, until his late 80s. My grandma Britton didn't seem to have a lot of family. She was a little tiny person. So my mum and dad lived next door but one to one another before they got married. They went through school together, grew up and got married. Got married in 1926.
What can you remember then about growing up in Woodlesford? Where did you go to school and what kind of things did you do as a child?
Well, my mum always said I ought to have been a boy because I was always with the lads, me, out. I never had many girlfriends. I was always in with somebody. I used to go climbing and doing all sorts of down at the quarry over the road, climbing up the stones and climbing over the wall into what is now Linwood's, where it was a park. We used to climb over there and get chased out with the gamekeeper. Do all sorts of things that girls didn't do in them days. You saw me anywhere with any lads that were knocking about, I'd be on roller skates up and down the road. I was an only child. I'd no brothers or sisters, and I just used to go joining with anybody that was outside playing.
How far away did you get from your house then?
Just down over the road from Quap, where Quap is now. We used to go over the road and go in quarry and do all sorts. I used to join everything. I would join Girls Friendly Society with church, and then I joined guides, and used to go around quarry trekking footprints for foxes and all sorts. My mum always knew where I was. If there were a gang of lads, I'd be there in the middle of them.
And what about money in the 1930s? Would you say you were poor or relatively well off?
Well, I had an uncle that lived with me, Grandma Britton, and he always used to give me 0.5 crown pocket money a week. And I was always told to put a shilling in the bank on a Monday morning at school, Yorkshire Penny Bank, and put a shilling in there and the rest was mine. Yeah, I used to take it to school with my little bank book Monday morning.
And what was going to school like? Where did you go to school?
Woodlesford School here. I went when I was 3 years old. I used to like the afternoons best because if it was a nice day, they all took us out. They took us little beds out. We all had a little bed each and a blanket, and we used to have to go sleep on this little bed in down the side of the stone building that's there now, down the side, and for an hour, and then we used to go back in. We all had our own blankets. I always remember mine was a foam blanket with a teddy on it, and I used to take that with me everywhere I went. And then as the war started, of course, they built the air raid shelters in the field, and we used to have to go do air raid practice, shelters down in there, like going underground in shelters in the field.
And what were your teachers like? Can you remember their names?
Mr. Wright was the headmaster, and then there was Mr. Howell, he used to live down Open Lane, then there was Mr. Dorman. Infant's teacher was Miss Denton, Miss Toe, Miss Rigglesworth. Miss Rigglesworth used to live down in Alton, opposite the church, in a little cottage there. She lived there a long while, did Miss Rigglesworth. And then during the war, of course, the men had to go, and they were all women. We got women. There used to be a Mrs. Menzies. She always reminded me of a big farmer's wife, you know, right big lady, and that she was there. Miss Gilderdale, she was a teacher there, and she got married and was Mrs. Knight. Mrs. Cahill, she used to take us for music.
Do you remember going anywhere on the train from Muddlesford?
We used to, if we went into Leeds for anything, we used to have to go on the train, yeah. In fact, even as we grew up, we used to go on day trips. We used to have to go, we used to get on the train and get off at Methley, and then we used to go with some people from Methley, and then we used to go off on the trips. I think we once went to Cleethorpes one day. I remember sitting on beach all day as well.
So, did your dad talk much about working at the pit to you?
Yes, he did. He used to come home and tell us what had happened, what had sometimes come, used to come up in coal, you know, for washing. You found knives and things that had come up with where men had thrown it on the conveyor, you know, and that. And
what did your dad do at the pit?
He was on the washer. When the conveyor came up out of the pits, coal went through the washer, and he dealt with that, and he used to make sure that everything was going through all right, you know. He didn't actually work in the screens. He worked on what they called the washer, ice cream thing, tower that were there. Only time I used to go where he was working was when he worked at Brickyard. I used to take him his snap down. But I never really went to pit, you know, much really.
Why did he come out of the pit and go to work at the Brickyard?
Strike, 1926 strike. Yeah, that was the year that they got married as well. That was the only job then that was going was back at the quarry or the Brickyard. And, well, he worked in both places, actually. Did so much in quarry and then went into the Brickyard.
And do you know what he did at the quarry?
At the Brickyard, well, he used to be in the kilns. He used to empty the kilns when the bricks were ready. Because he fell through once when he was doing the cleaning the kiln out. They were like planks that go across, and then he'd walked across the plank and it gave way and he fell into the kiln, and they brought him home. He could hardly breathe. He was bright red, actually. He looked as if he'd been grilled in there. but he fell in the kiln, and he were off work a while, actually. And then I think he didn't go back, really. I can't remember him ever going back after that. He went back to the pit, and that's when he went back into Water Egg.
But he still worked on the surface? And
yes, he
in
didn't,
the washery.
He didn't go back down. He worked on washer then, yeah.
Did he ever work underground?
Yes, when he came out in 1926. He came out in the strike, yeah.
Were any of your other relations, uncles and things like that, involved in the pit?
Other than Uncle Willie, no.
And who was Uncle Willie?
He was my aunt's husband. He came from Gull, as far as I can remember. People talking about where he came from, but he came from Gull, and of course they got married, and he went to work at the pit. That's as far as I know.
And what happened to him?
He was in an explosion at Water Egg Colliery. He died in 1933, I think it was, he died. I know I was only a little toddler. I mean, he used to sit me on his knee and teach me swear words. Well, my auntie used to tell me, he used to get me on his knee and he kept saying to me, say this. Now I used to say, no. It was just one swear word that he used to make me say, get me to say.